turn to today's word that God has given us. So the word comes from Mark chapter 7, starting from verse 24. It's actually, we're going to talk about the verse that the theme of the retreat. What is the theme of the retreat? Akbata, yes. Yes, we had a great skit, right? Joe and the priest, they put up together a skit. If you guys are friends with me on Facebook, go to my wall. I posted it up yesterday.
It was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Gabby for Academy Award. Anyways. All right. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that. Now, Jesus went to this area called Tyre, not because he was tired, and he entered, sorry, verse 24, he entered this house, did not want anyone to know it. It's interesting, I don't know why, but he didn't want anyone to know, he just wanted to have some time with his disciples. But was it like that? No, yet he could not keep his presence secret because everyone knew about him by then. He was a superstar. And everyone just wanted to find out more about him. David just told us this morning that he went to Myeongdong, was it Myeongdong? And the Archbishop of Korea came out to greet people, and everyone was just trying to touch him to be blessed. And it was much more than that. People wanted to see Jesus. People wanted to be healed. People wanted to find life in him. Now, let's see, that area was actually in the vicinity of all the Gentile area. And verse 25, can we read verse 25 together? For Mark 7, 25. 1, 2, 3. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. That's it, let's stop there. Now, as soon as she heard about him, as soon as this lady, whose daughter was possessed by a demon spirit. Has anyone seen anybody possessed by demon spirits? Probably not. Maybe you have. Some scary stuff. So our bodies are just spiritual beings as well. And we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But sometimes the devil can attack and possess the person spiritually. So a demon spirit can go into the body. I've seen that happening, and you know, like we have to pray to get the demon spirit out of the body and so on. Now think about it. You are the mother, and your little daughter, precious little daughter, was possessed by a demon spirit. How scary is that? You know, she's probably making no sense. She's probably saying that she's someone else. And I'm sure the mother was very frightened. This go on for days. And this mother found out that Jesus is in town. Not Santa Claus, but Jesus is in town. It's like, yes, time to be healed. So as soon as she heard that, she went off to that room that Jesus was sitting in. Maybe standing, I don't know. Now, what did she do? That's the question I want to ask you. It's a very simple message today. What did she do? She came and fell at his feet. She came and fell at his feet. She didn't just thought about it. She came and fell at Jesus' feet. Let's think about that. Let's remember that. Now, verse 26. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of the daughter. Now, she was a Gentile. She was not a Jew. Nowadays, we're like, oh, what a big deal, right? We're all Gentiles, right? But Jesus came, according to prophecy, first of all, to bring salvation to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. So in order to fulfill the prophecy, Jesus was ministering to the Israelites alone. Now, how does Jesus respond to this woman's plea? Please heal my daughter. Jesus replies like this.
First, let the children eat all they want, he told her. For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Oh, controversial.
I don't know about you. Basically, Jesus is saying, first, my healing, my gift is for the Israelites, my children. And what else does he say?
It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
Not only he's saying, I'm not going to give you what you want, he's calling them dogs, you know? It is not right to take my children's bread and toss it to their dogs. That's what Jesus said.
I mean, it's pretty insulting, no? It's pretty offensive. Like, you go to
Jesus, I don't know about you, but if I went to Jesus, Jesus, can you heal? Jesus like, oh, it is not right to give my children's bread to you, a dog. I'd be like, I'd be so heartbroken and like, forget that, you know, forget that. I'm going to go to my own people, you know, like, I'll be like, you call me a dog, rough, rough, you know, like, life is rough.
But how does she reply? Verse 28. Let's read it all together. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Lord, she replied. Yes, Lord. She said, yes, Lord. Did you know the word Lord was, this is the first and the last time the word Lord was used for Jesus in the entire book of Mark. And it was used by this Gentile lady in this case. Yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, God, she replied. But even the dogs on the table eat the children's crumbs. Yes, I understand whatever you say is true. But I also understand that you're merciful. I also understand if I could just get just a little bit of crumb, then my daughter will be healed. That was the kind of faith this woman had. And Jesus replies, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Now, we just read a very interesting story today where Jesus seemed very harsh to this poor lady whose daughter was sick, demon-possessed. So basically, no medical cure, right? Jesus had to cure it. Jesus had to heal this daughter. And Jesus said no, very harshly. But this woman replied, yes, Lord, yes, Master. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Now, this lady was desperate to receive Jesus' healing. And this lady was humble. She didn't care where she stood. She didn't care who she was. Even if she was a dog, it was okay. This lady was humble before Jesus. This lady was desperate to receive Jesus. That's why she came, and as soon as she came, she fell at Jesus' feet. Now, we are going to go to this retreat. Not all of you, but most of you will be going on this retreat. And we are, all of us are entering the year 2011. And who here wants to be blessed by God? Good, raise your hand. Who here wants to know Jesus more? Who here wants to be healed? Who here wants all your issues at home, schools, be resolved? It's coming here. This retreat, who wants to meet Jesus? Amen. Good. Me too. I do too. But, okay, give me, drop your hand up. Okay, God will give you a double portion just because you... But, what's your attitude like? What should our attitude be to receive Jesus in our hearts? Do we have a humble and desperate attitude like this lady? Or are we arrogant and proud and say, forget that, I'm going to have my own way if you're not going to give to me? Now, I believe Jesus wasn't trying to be mean. J- Jesus was trying to test out this woman's faith, I believe. And sometimes he may do that to you too. But how are we responding to Jesus? How are we responding to God? Are we really desperate? Let's think about it, guys. Are we really desperate like this lady was? Or are we content with our lives and we don't really need Jesus? We're completely happy where we are, but are we just asking for just a little bit more, 2%? Or are we desperate? It's all or nothing. If you don't have Jesus, we're dead. Are we like that? Who likes sushi? Yes. Yeah. I love sushi. Like, yeah, I love sushi. Yeah, especially good sushi. I don't know about you. I don't know if you have really good sushi. I haven't had really good sushi until like a couple of years ago. Before that, I liked it, but you know, it was just like a seafood buffet, the Chinese restaurant kind of sushi, you know, oh, this is good. But went to this really nice Japanese restaurant, it's just like, as soon as I put that in, I thought it was Krispy Kreme. It's just like melted. It's just like gone. I'm like, whoa, it's so good. It's like, oh, it just sticks on your mouth, and like, oh my goodness, it's sweet, and just disappears. You don't even have to chew. I'm like, whoa, I exaggerated a little bit, but really good. Now, who here likes McDonald's? I like McDonald's. It's a different kind. I like McDonald's. It's good. It tastes good. But if you could choose between a nice sushi deluxe set meal by a really nice high-end Japanese restaurant and McDonald's Big Mac meal, supersized.
Yeah.
Which one would you go?
Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'll go for Japanese. Unless it's like 6 a.m. Then I might go for Big Mac or breakfast meal at McDonald's. You know, I'll go for this nice Japanese dinner or steak dinner, whatever you like. Anytime over Big Mac set, which is fine, but you know, it's not, you know, I have a better taste, right? Now, in life, C.S. Lewis once said, we are like children who are so immersed with playing with mud, making mud pies, that he doesn't want to go on vacation. He doesn't understand what it means to go to Bahama and just Thailand or anywhere and sit back in nice weather by the beach. He doesn't know. He's just so content with playing with his friends right in front of his house. That's how we are. And C.S. Lewis added that it's not the problem of today that we have too much desire. It is actually the problem that we have too little desire. Sometimes we're too content with what we have, where we are, that we don't know because we haven't tasted, because we don't know what it's like to put that sushi in our mouth and that just melts. And we're just so used to having Big Mac every day, every meal. We don't know that we're getting unhealthy. We don't know how greasy that is. We're just so used to it, thinking that, okay, Big Mac is all we can get. There's no sushi. I don't know what sushi is. I don't know what steak is. Big Mac is the best. Okay, sometimes I'll get Shanghai chicken, but that's about it. That's what we're thinking. That's what we're like. But if we know what it means to have that sushi meal, we will be desperate like this lady. We will be desperate. It's just because we don't know. Now, Jesus moved on from that vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee into this region of the Decapolis. Basically, he went through around the Sea of Galilee like this and this went to this region called the Decapolis. And some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk and begged him to place his hand on the man. Now, let's back up again. When the lady came, what was the first thing she did? She came and she fell. Now, this man who was mute, who was deaf, how did he come to Jesus?
His friends.
His friends brought him. Brought him. You know why? Because he was deaf. He could not have known that Jesus was in town.
He probably didn't know who Jesus was because no one told him. Maybe someone told him, but he could not understand. He was deaf, right? And he could barely speak. You know why he could barely speak?
He can't hear himself.
Because he can't hear. All the mute people, all the deaf people, they are close to being mute because he can't hear. He could speak, but he doesn't hear himself, right? He can't understand. See, he was like that. So, what happened? His friends brought him to Jesus. Why? Because his friends knew better. His friends knew better that there was more to life than staying mute and staying deaf. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears, then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh and said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly, freely. Now, another amazing healing took place. Jesus was able to heal not a cold, not a headache, not a sore throat. He could heal a person who was mute, who could not hear, who was deaf. Now Jesus simply spoke, "Be opened," and it was opened. Now, when we picked this verse for the theme of the retreat, we thought this kind of represented our body pretty well. We're all pretty good Christians. We could speak a little bit too. We pray here and there, but we can't really speak freely as a body, as one body. Imagine 937 as one person. We can't really hear what God is saying. Our spiritual ears are deafened. Our spiritual tongues are not loosened. And it is our prayer that God will open up our ears, God will open up our tongue, loosen our tongue so that we may freely speak to God, we may communicate with God. That's our prayer. And again, how did he come to Jesus? His friends brought him. His friends who knew Jesus brought him. Now, we talked about it last week too. Our responsibility is to bring those people who don't know Jesus, who are deaf and mute and blind, bring to Jesus so that they may be healed. Because Jesus can heal. And if we don't do that, if we are not doing that, that's simply because we don't know Jesus. Simply because we are close to being a deaf ourselves, that we do not know Jesus. Therefore, let us be like that lady on that day who understood the value of having that delicious sushi meal, who understood desperately, humbly, what it means to come to Jesus, who understood the power of Jesus Christ's healing. And let's be like this man's friends who brought him to Jesus so that he may receive healing. Now, may this be the attitude we have as we enter into this retreat, as we enter into the year 2011, that we may be desperate and humble. Our hearts will not be hardened and say, "Jesus, if you're not going to say yes to me, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm the boss." Let's not be like that. Let's be a church who says, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We'll call you Lord. You are our Lord." Let's be desperate. Come on. Your life here on earth will go by like this. Seriously. I'm young. Again, don't laugh. I think I'm young. I'm young. I'm 32. And you know what? Thank you. Ouch. I don't know how the years went by.
from when I was sitting there until I'm sitting up here, standing up here, went by like this. You know what? Really, I kid you not. People who are looking at me much older than me, like, oh, you think you're so young. Before you know, you'll be my age. I believe them now. I believe them. I believe them. Before I know, I'll be old. I'll have
kids
and grandchild like you guys. And you will be having kids and like, oh, remember JC back in Joy Hall, Dogo? You know, we used to have cars instead of planes and whatever, you know, just No, seriously, you guys will be in that shoot. Already I have students who are teachers now, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm young. And time will pass like this really quickly. And you know what? Some of you guys, it's sad, I hope nobody does, but some of you guys may spend the entire lifetime without really getting to know Jesus. Isn't that scary? That's what life will do to you. Be so busy, before you know, your life will be gone. And who guarantees that you'll live a full life anyways? Now, I plead with you. Let's come to know God desperately. We need to see Jesus. We need to hear from Him all together. We need to know God. If not now, when? If not now, when? Let's come to know God. I mean, you guys are already doing good. You're already taking those steps, going to retreats and coming out to small groups every week. All that's great. I commend you for that. Let's continue to do it with attitude. I'm not saying you gotta do this, you gotta do that. I'm just talking about the attitude. Let's be humble and desperate before God. And let's remember our friends as well who cannot hear, who do not know about Him. Let's remember to bring them to Jesus as well, along with ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, let's pray. Alright, as praise team come up, let's examine our hearts. If there's not enough desperateness in your heart, I just want to ask you, I want to challenge you to ask Him right now. If you haven't tasted how sweet our Savior is, I want you to ask Him. Lord, next year, this retreat, I want to get to know You more and more and more. But don't start there. To start now. Lord, right now, even from right now, I want to get to know You more, more and more. More of You, less of me. Let's pray. Lord Father God, I want to pray on behalf of this body. Lord, bless us with Your presence. Lord, let us come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, all of us. Father God, the Bible tells us, Your Word tells us, that there is more to this life, Lord God, than what our world tells us about. There's more than going to good schools. There's more to going to getting a good job and having a comfortable life. There is more than this 70, 80 years of lifespan. There is more. The Bible tells us that there's eternal life with You. There's ultimate joy in You. Father God, bless us. We need that. We need You. Will not settle for anything less than You Yourself, O Lord God. Father God, let this church be filled with Your salvation, with Your joy. From now and upcoming year, O Lord God,
Let us be ready to receive your blessings, O Lord God.
Yes.
Like the lady who was desperate and humble before you, Lord, let us be hungry for you. Let us be humble before you, Lord God. No pride, no arrogance. Humble before you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, now I pray, O Lord Jesus, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Send us your Holy Spirit. Let us come to meet you in person, Lord God. We don't want to play religion anymore, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God. Christ, we pray.